We are here attending a three-day meeting. It's called a high-level meeting for the signing of a political declaration on HIV.
What are you hoping to come out of this meeting?
Our biggest hope is that obviously we would like to see a continued high-level commitment to fighting HIV, particularly by the governments of our countries as well as governments of the region, because they all sign, it's a global document into which all governments of the world sign to commit to continue fighting HIV. But inside that document, they have to articulate, for example, what strategies are going to be a priority, where is the funding going to come from, what are the targets for the number of people that should be reached by treatment. So we are looking at this document very carefully to make sure that the things that they are signing on are the things that we as civil society are committed to and would like to see.
Are there any members of government that are being represented at this meeting?
Yes. We have heading our delegation is our Honorable Health Minister, Dr. David Parengatwa, who is representing the president of our country. And then we see him on that team. We also have two members of parliament, and we have a senior doctor from the ministry, as well as the head of NAC and the chairman of NAC.
Looking at Zimbabwe's state of the economy, do you think some of the recommendations that will come out of this meeting will be able to be implemented in the country at this time when things are not really going well economically?
Yes, we have no doubt about that, because if we look historically, even when Zimbabwe was at its lowest in the past 5 years, the government has never gone back on its commitment on the National AIDS Fund. We anticipate and we have been assured that that commitment is going to continue irrespective of what is going on in the country.